All right, Parshas Tazria. Mirtz Hashem will do Mitzora tomorrow. Parshas Tazria. Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Isha Ki Tazria Vayalda Zachar. When a woman is, when she conceives and she gives birth to a male child, Mazel Tov. No, Chever, give her a Mazel Tov. She had a baby boy. So it talks about the Bris Milah, and it talks about the process by which she becomes Torah again, the difference between giving birth to a son and giving birth to a daughter. And then, of course, the bulk of these parshios gets into the world of tzaras. Okay, so let's see what our Rebbe has to say on the words Isha ki sazria, v'yolda zachar. Okay, I'm going to skip the first piece. We'll go to, let's just go from the top. We got time. Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. Nagdim lefarish apasuk bore niv sifasayim shalom shalom lerachok velakarov amar Hashem urifasiv. No, our Rebbe is going to tell us about the nature of tefillah. How do you know if you have a good tefillah? So the truth is, it's a Mishnah Maseches Brachos. You know, sometimes you daven and you feel like, I feel like that, like I really spoke to Hashem. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know, I said the words, but I wasn't necessarily so connected. How do you know if it's a good davening or not a good davening? So our Rebbe explains, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Nun Zayin, says the Dagam Achan Ephraim, Borei Niv Safasayim, Shalom, Shalom, L'rachok, L'karov, Amar Hashem, Rifasiv. Hayinu al derech sha'amar Rebbe Chanina ben Dosa, this is the Mishnah in Brachos, Im Shigura Tfilaso Befi Yodea Ani Shehu Mekubal. Rebbe Chanina ben Dosa said, when my tfilos are Shigura Befi, then I know that my tefillos are accepted. What does shagura mean? So usually we think shagura means that the words flow correctly. It's interesting. It was just the art side of the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim used to make a lot of mistakes in davening. Mistakes, in quotes. Right? He would pronounce words wrong. He would say things in an interesting way. That was a big part of his Rebbe's way in tefillah. That was a big part of his Rebbe's way. But in general, if I'm stumbling over the words, it's not a good sign. If the words are shagura, if they flow naturally, that's a good sign in davening. But explains the Dagam Achana Ephraim, what does shagura mean? V'hainu shagura milashon mishagrin kos shel bracha. Brachos daf nun aleph amir aleph lists 10 conditions of the kos shel bracha. That's a Mesachas Brachos, the daf that talks about a kos shel bracha, what makes a kos shel bracha. 10 conditions of a kos shel bracha. So the Gemara says, Meshagrin Kos Shel Bracha. What does Meshagrin mean in that context? It means to send, to deliver, to send a Kos Shel Bracha. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Shigura Tfilaso Bafi, Tfilasi Bafi means that if my words are, so to speak, sent into my mouth, V'hainu Im Nishlach Lo'at Tfilah Bafiv Me'ez Hashem, Eich Lispal Ve'ezi Diburim Shiyadaber. So when a Jew is davening and you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting the words in your mouth, helping you to say the words, helping you to know what to say and how to say, Az bevada yodeya ani shehu mekubal. In other words, when I become a kli through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, that's the best. When I make myself into just a kli that is going to channel the Dvar Hashem through me, Im shigura tefilasi befi, if Hashem sends the words into my mouth, that's a sign that my tefillah is going to be accepted, because that means I'm deeply connected to Hashem. There's no me and Hashem. There's sort of just natural hashpa that's flowing through me. V'zeh perash ha-pasuk borei niv safasayim. So haynu kesha Hashem borei lo mechadash niv safasayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is borei, when Hashem creates, as it were, the niv safasayim. Right? Niv is the navi. Why is it? A navi is called a navi because he's a spokesman. He delivers a message. So niv is a lashon of speaking. So again, so borei niv safasayim haynu kesha Hashem borei lo mechadash niv safasayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, creates the words that I'm going to say, ma lehispalel ledaber lefanov, what to say and how to say, then oz shalom, what does the pasuk say? Shalom shalom lerachok velakarov amar Hashem urifasiv. Shalom oz shalom bavade, then my words are shalom. Not only peaceful, but my words are shalem. My words are complete. Amar Hashem, kisha diburim heim divre Hashem, sheshalach lo kach bepiv, ozvadei urifasiv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting the words in my mouth, then certainly the words are going to provide whatever it needs that they're going to provide. Rifasiv means the refuah, obviously, right? But it means that it's going to provide what it's meant to provide. Okay? So again, so the goal is when I daven, I want to become a kli by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu places his words through me, that Hashem is speaking through me. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in Chumash Devarim. The first four books of the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, running the world through the various individuals, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. But the fourth book, Eila Dvar Asher Diber, right, Chumash Devarim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu, which is an amazing, that's the goal. The goal is to just be a kli, that it's not, you know, I'm not struggling to talk to Hashem, but I'm allowing Hashem to speak through me. It's a deep idea. You can see why I almost chose to skip this piece. But okay, let's think about it and let's try to understand a little more. So now we understand, perhaps, our pasuk, when a woman gives birth to a male child, Hainu, what does that mean? Hainu kishahadibur shalom mazriya. When one's words are mazriya. Hainu, shenispashet hadibur shilo b'diburim chadashim me'eis Hashem baruchu. Azai v'yolda zachar. Hainu moledes chayim urefua v'chesed b'chinas zachar v'havein. Chavre, it's a deep piece. But when an isha is tazriya, I mean, again, on a simple mashal, when we talk about male and female, right, typically the male is mashpia, and the female is makabel. Take the simplest example of that, a biologically true example of that, the creation of a child. The man is mashpia his zera, the woman's egg becomes fertilized, and then she's makabel the zera from her husband, and the child is produced inside of her, and then she gives birth to the child, right? So the fact that she also, you know, gives birth to the child, that's her also being mashpia. But for the most part, the man is the one who's mashpia and the woman is makabel. So isha ki sazria means what? How is this isha sazria? How is this woman, so to speak, being mashpia? And the answer is, by allowing herself, and again, the her here is Klal Yisrael, right? The her is a Jew. When a Jewish neshama allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, so to speak, you know, To put the words in my mouth, and to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to flow through me, so then v'yold the zachar, right? Then there's a tremendous hashpa, then there's a moledes chayim, refuah, chesed, all these masculine aspects are able to come through this woman. And again, that's how we make ourselves a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak, so to speak, through us. Okay, v'havein, as our Rebbe says, v'havein. Right? We try to understand, and we go weiter. Okay? But again, the goal when I'm davening is not just to sort of try to force myself to say the words, but to try to get into a state where I allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to work his way through me. Okay? Again, it's a very deep idea, and I have nothing more to say about it, and let's go weiter. Oh, yeah, I'm there. Let's go further. Maybe this is a little more understandable. Ki ha'olamos legabe kutshebrichu kenukva legabe duchura. The worlds, compared to Hashem, is feminine as opposed to Hashem, who is masculine. And it doesn't mean that planet Earth is female, right? Or any of the olamos, any of the worlds. But what it means is, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is giving, and we, and by we I mean us as individuals, us as Klal Yisrael, us as Earth, us as created beings and all of creation, we are the recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashba. So the Olamos are female, again, conceptually, and Hashem is masculine, conceptually. And therefore we're Mekabel Archios from Hashem. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chinas Dechar L'chol HaOlamos, and Hashem is masculine in relation to the worlds. Shemashpia Lehem Chayus V'chesed HaNikra Dechar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving life and is giving energy, that is giving blessing to the world, which is considered, we call that masculine. That's Hashem's hashpa in the world. Okay? So how does this work? Lachain. Kisha adam mis'ave l'davik v'kutsh b'richu. When a person wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'zehu ma'ala b'chinas mayin nukvin v'nis'orer mila'ela b'chinas mayin dechurin, v'nolad shefa v'chayus lo u'lechol ha'olamos. In other words, again, using the same mashal, I want to make myself into a kli that can receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. So the female aspect, right, so to speak, longs for the zachar to interact with her, right? The way that it says already back in Gan Eden, right, that Elisheich Teshukaseich, that a woman will long for her husband. Whether that's true in a biological reality of a relationship between male and female, right? But conceptually, the female is a makabel, so she wants to receive. So when there's a hisoris from the nekeva, and again, nekeva here means the world, it means Klal Yisrael, it means us as individuals. I feel a void in my life. I want to be makabel from Hashem. So when the nekeva is nisorer to receive, right, to so to speak, receive that shefa from Hashem, right? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to interact with us properly. La'afuke, however, la'afuke, that comes to exclude k'shemis'ave l'tanuge chemdas olam hazeh. When a person, what, desires taivas olam hazeh, when I want the pleasures of this world, she'heim atzvam b'chinas nukva, which they themselves are feminine, ki kulam tzrichem l'kabo chayis mito yisbarach shemo. In other words, what he's saying is, if there's going to be a healthy relationship that's going to actually bear fruits, again, in the mashal of giving birth to a child, in a spiritual relationship of actually having spiritual progress in our lives, there needs to be male and female. There needs to be masculine and feminine. So we need to present ourselves as a proper female, so to speak, to Hashem, and Hashem will then be a zachar, and then there can be a birth. There can be the birthing of a child. Again, this is all metaphorical. But what happens when an akeva and an akeva get together? What does that mean, an akeva and an akeva? What happens if what I want from Hashem is actually the pleasures of this world, which they themselves are an akeva? So it's, so to speak, I'm trying to draw an akeva down to an akeva. Well, you can't make a child like that. V'yadua ein adam over aveira elam kivnichlas bo ruach shtos. We know that a person doesn't do an aveira unless they are overcome by a spirit of foolishness, umistalek mimenu haneshama chalila v'chas, and then the neshama leaves the person. Aval kishan neshama itzala odam azay misave l'sharsha l'kut shabrichu. So in other words, when we want the wrong things, so we, again, being the created being, we're trying to draw down other creations upon ourselves. So it's an akeva and akeva relationship, which again can't really produce anything. But when we think straight, we say, hold on a second, I don't want more nekeva in my life. In other words, I don't want more olam hazeh in my life. Olam hazeh, again, representing a nekeva. I want, right? If I'm a nekeva, I want a relationship with a zachar. I want a relationship with God himself. I want a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't want just more pleasures of this world. That would be a very immature way to try to draw Hashem into my life. I'm really just drawing more physicality into my life. Chaver, is the mashal making sense? Am I explaining it okay? So if this is true, so now let's understand our pasuk. V'zeo shemarameis isha kisazria. So now, when a woman, right, again, a woman in this case means a neshama, a person who wants, we feel, again, it's a deep idea, but it's a very practical idea. We often try to fill the voids of our life, right, with more things that are from the realm of the void. We try to fill that empty space, so to speak, within ourselves, instead of filling it with zachar, instead of filling it with masculinity, in other words, instead of filling it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we try to fill it with other creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But that's an akeva to nakeva relationship. And that can't fill the void. That can't produce a child. That can't bear the fruits, right, that a person would feel satisfied and feel that they have what to truly celebrate. So v'zeo shemaram is isha ki sazria. Isha ki sazria, hainu neshama shi bechinas isha, v'nukva legabe kutshabrichu ki sazria. So when a neshama, which is female, feminine, compared to Hashem, in the mashal who's masculine, ki sazria, hainu kishemis ave lekutshabrichu uvezehi mazraas bechinas mayin nukvin bis oris milatata leela. So when the female is trying to bring the male upon her, in other words, when Klal Yisrael tried to bring Hashem into their lives, then v'yolda zachar, then there can be a proper celebration, a hemshich a creation of the, you know, of what comes next, so to speak, as a child is a hemshich of the parents. Again, it's a deep idea. The mashal itself is a very deep idea. But the goal is that, and it's very true to what we're feeling right now. There's a lot of people feeling that this tremendous void in their life, and all these things that they don't have access to. But that leaves this gaping clay that can be filled with what? That can be filled with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I can't fill it with all the other distractions that I often fill my life with. Right? I can't fill it by watching, you know, 3 NBA games from beginning to end. And I can't watch it by going to wherever I go. All the things that I fill my life, the busyness of Olam Hazeh that I fill my life with, which again could distract me enough to make it feel like my life is full, I can't choose those things right now. So that void is very painful. But it's an opportunity for the Nekeva, for the one who feels that void and wants to be Makabel, I can actually fill that void with something substantive that will actually bear fruits. And that's Isha Kisazriya V'yolda Zachar. That's the opportunity that we have now to forge that type of relationship with Hashem. Again, it's a bracha, a little bit in disguise. Just as the woman also, she goes through a period of tumah and tara as she's giving birth to a child. Right? It's a complicated mix of feelings. She's bringing a child into the world. She's permitted to her husband. She's not permitted to her husband. It's a complicated mix, but that's what every relationship is. But it's an opportunity, again, to try to fill the void for the husband and wife to be able to unite in a deep way, as opposed to the shallowness that sometimes fills our life. Okay, let's go further. Od yirmazal derech shebishifleinu zachar lanu. Right, kili olam chasto. You recognize the pasuk. Shebishifleinu zachar kili olam chasto. And then what's the next line? Ve'yifrkeinu mitzareinu kilo. Shebishifleinu zachar lanu. What does it mean? In our shafal, in our lowliness, zachar lanu, you remembered us. Right? Hashem, remember us in our lowliness. Haynu kisha adam hu bebechinas shiflus legabe kutcher brichu. When I feel subservient, when I feel humbled in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, az hu zoche lehashras hashchina alav. Again, if I want to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life, I have to make myself a clay. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Aser leilech bekoma zekufa. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to walk with an outstretched neck. When a person holds their head up too high, you're doiche ragle shechina, as the Gemara says. You're pushing away Hashem. So when a person feels shafa, when you feel low, it's a great opportunity to say, Ein lano amila hi she'ein alavinu shabash shemayim. There's no one who's going to fill the void other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Am zoche to hashras hashechina. I make a vessel for God. I make a mishkan for Hashem. Kumo shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Eshkon ve'ezdaka ushval ruach. Eshkon, right? Shechina, Eshkon, to dwell. Who do I dwell with? Hashem says, I dwell with one who's daka, one who's suppressed, one who's poor, one who's humbled, shval ruach, a person of meek spirit. That's who I like to hang out with. V'nasa b'zeh b'chinas dechar. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, plays the role of masculine, of mashpia, of provider, of protector. And then Hashem is able to get involved in your life. Shemashpia shefa v'chaim l'chol ha'olamos. V'chol ha'shefa hu al yado. V'zehu isha ki sazria. Haynu kishemis ava l'kut shebrichu al yedei shemakir erech shifluso. When a person recognizes their own smallness, v'erech gedul aso yisbarach shemo. And I contrast it with the grandeur, the greatness of Hashem. Shehu ein sof v'tachlis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and I feel so limited. V'zocha bezeh l'ashras hashchina alav. But chavre, when a person acts small, when a person acts humble, you make so much room for Hashem. V'yolda zachar. And then you're able to what? Then you're able to also, then you become a mashpia. Again, the same way, after the woman receives from her husband and nurtures that zera inside of her to produce a child for 9 months, then she's able to give birth. V'yolda zachar. Haynu shezocha l'madrega shenasa b'chinas dachar. Shal yado yored hashpaz v'chayim al kol ha'olamos. Right? Then you become someone who's mashpia. Through your humility, then you're able to give over to others. Who gave over to Klal Yisrael more than Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is, nobody. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest of all. Moshe Rabbeinu, who sees himself nothing as an Eved Hashem. Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelko ki Eved Neman Karaslo. Moshe saw himself as someone who is entirely a kli to receive. But because of that, Yalda Zachar, Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest hashpa, more than anyone else. So the more that a person initially humbles oneself, you become a kli, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows you in turn to be Yalda Zachar, to be mashpia upon others. But again, a person first has to go through a period, the same way that the woman has to carry the child inside of her for a long time. And only afterwards can she then she can give birth, then she can be mashpia, to bring life out into the world. The same thing is true in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, Yehuda, you're falling off your chair already. Go for it.
Rabbi, I was about to break in half.
So let's go, talk to me. Yeah.
The doll that's in it, which is doll, which okay. is the bucket, which is that it's a kli, and that it's also lili. Doll means weak, but then it's a bucket which Hashem raises you up through.
Okay.
And when we were learning the original piece, it was saying Yishak Yizriya Biyalda Zachar. And as we go into the next piece, that when someone's an Isha, when they are Nakiva in whatever sense that means, and they wake up, they give that Hesorus Dila'ela, that they wake up like Hashem's Hashras Shechina or Hashem's Hashpa, then Hashem gives to them. And then as a result, they kind of become like the quote unquote Orla Gayim, becoming a Zachar in them of themselves in relation to everyone else.
Right.
And then the last thing I wanted to say was that this morning I was listening to some Rav Joey.
Okay.
And he was telling a story. I don't remember who the Rav was that wrote the compilation of stories, but it was this compilation of 68 stories.
Yeah.
And one of them, there was story 32. I couldn't find out who wrote the Sefer. He was talking about how there was once a person who was happy, and it was a big, everyone was so confused. How could a person be happy in Olam Hazeh? How is it even possible with all the brokenness of the world and the severity of the world? And so he ends a story, and it was very Rabbi Nachman-esque by like ending a story by not really answering it, but also answering it completely.
Right.
And so he says that the reason that he was happy is because he created Ayin from Yesh. He created nothing from something, and it was basically it was a person that realized that instead of being downtrodden by his inability to control his reality and his circumstances, to realize that the reason we can't control it is because Hashem is the one with the ability to control, and to kind of submit yourself to that. And then once you do that,
you can be happy.
I think that's a lot of what this is talking about, that Shabbish Vilenu Zachar Lanu, that when we make ourselves lowly like that, when we make Ayin from Yesh,
right,
then Hashem can come in and fill our Ayin, and then we can then go forward with some Yesh.
Right. And the truth is, that's Shabbish Vilenu Zachar Lanu Kilo Alam Chasto, right? Chesed is masculine. So it's through making yourself Shafel, it's through the Ayin that a person come to Yesh, and then there's what to celebrate. Yeah, I was reading this book last night, Rebbes and Hasidim, What They Said and What They Meant, by Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky. So he has here from Rav Uri of Strelitz. Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, if I read you are here. It's a pasuk in Telem Kuf Lamed Tes. So Rav Uri of Strelitz said, notice the change of adverbs. It says, if I rise to the heights of heaven, you are there. And if I go to the depths of hell, then you are here. Right? Why is it there and here? So he says, the Gvald Gvart, Rav Uri Ostrelisk said that when a person feels he has reached extreme heights, then Hashem is there. Meaning that Hashem actually moves away from that person. But if a person feels that he's reached an extreme low, right? Like a pasuk we just saw a second ago in the Navi Yeshaya, Eshkon Vezdaku Shval Ruach. When a person feels he's reached extreme heights, then God is there, remote and distant from him. But if one is humble and feels that he is extremely low, then God is here, right by his side. Right? So again, exactly what we're learning. The more a person makes himself humble, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is here. Okay, you'll look at the pasuk. It's in Telem Kuf Lamed Tes. Okay. Now, Chaver, let's work on this next piece, because this next piece is really the main piece for today. Okay? We're going to learn about a mikvah. It's been a while since most of us have been to the mikvah. Mikvahs are, for the most part, closed. So let's, you know, if a person can't go to a mikvah, if you learn about a mikvah, it's as if you went to the mikvah. So we're about to go for a little swim together in the spiritual mikvah of the Derech Machaneh Ephraim. Vitara mimakor dameha. Vitara mimakor dameha. Now let's just go back to the psukim for a second. So psukim describes, so the woman gives birth, and it says that that for 7 days she is impure, and then on the eighth day the child has a bris milah, and then for the next 33 days she's what? She has what's called demei tahara, which again is a concept that is more or less foreign to us today. Right? But from a Torah perspective, a woman actually could see blood after her birth, and the blood is not considered nida blood. It is considered pure blood. In other words, she'll be permitted to her husband during this demei tahara period. Okay? And if she gives birth to a female, so then it will be 2 weeks of tumah, followed by 66 days of demei tahara. Okay. Now, the pasuk says, at the end of this period, she's going to bring karbanos. So it says in Pasuk Zayin, v'krivu lifnei Hashem, v'chiper aleha, v'tara mimakor dameha. That's our piece of the Pasuk that you have on the screen in front of you. Right? She's going to bring karbanos and become purified mimakor dameha. What's a makor? Makor means the shoresh, the source. She'll be purified from the source of her blood. Okay? From the makor dameha. She'll be purified from the source of her blood. And then the Torah describes the karbanos that she'll bring. Okay, so let's learn about this tahara mimakor dameha. Says the Derech Machaneh Ephraim, hine milas mimakor nira miyutar umeshulal havana. Why doesn't it just say that she's tahara from her blood? What do you mean from the source of her blood? I mean, the Torah, we get it. We understand where her blood is coming from. The Torah doesn't need to say makor, right? It sometimes refers to that part of the woman as the makor, as the shoresh, as her root. Right, that's the part that produces life. Right? But why mention it here? Why did you mention the makor dameh, the source of her blood? So the Baal Turim writes that there's only two places that we find the word mimakor in Tanakh. One is mimakor dameha, our pasuk, and the other is mimakor Yisrael, in Tehillim Samaches. Ayin Shom, look in the Baal Turim, and the Baal Turim will try to explain what he thinks the connection between these two references to makor, or mimakor, right? The whole word, mimakor. V'hinei chanani Hashem b'zeh b'rachamav v'rov chasadav al pi shekibalti mechach mi'Yisrael shayu eitzel Adoni avi zakeni zatzal. I've heard from different tzaddikim who were in the presence of my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, shegedolei hador heim yecholim letar nishmos Yisrael hametunafos mikol lichloch tumas zuamas averos rachman letzlan uvahem toloi kol ikare tshuva. I heard in the name of my grandfather that tzaddikim are like a mikvah. That a tzaddik has the ability to wash away, to cleanse any Jewish soul from any type of filth, Rahman al-Itzlan. And the tshuva of a Jew is so much dependent upon his connection to tzaddikim who can help him to clean himself off. Okay? So a tzaddik can be like a mikvah. A mikvah can be like a mikvah. A tzaddik can be like a mikvah. Who else can be like a mikvah? Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Hashem could be like a mikvah. Ah. So says the Derech Machaneh Ephraim, let's learn about three types of mikvahs. Okay? Let's talk about three different types of mikvahs. Valpiza amarti remez v'pasuk mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Right? Mikveh is actually, it's not the word mikvah, it's mikveh. Mikveh means the hope. But we darshan it as a mikvah. So mikveh Yisrael Hashem, shebechan tzidur gimel minei tahara. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem refers to three types of purification. First one, of course, is mikveh, which is a mikvah. Mitar mikol tumah. A mikvah has the ability to purify. Beis Yisrael, like we just learned, a tzaddik, a encompassing Jewish soul. Hainu mi shehu b'madrega gedola b'bechinas Yisrael, who yeshlo gam kein b'chinas mikvah letar. A person who's on such a high level that he's called Yisrael, right? Like Yaakov Avinu, who's an individual, but his name is also Yisrael, which is our collective name. So a Jew becomes such a big soul that he's like an all-encompassing soul. Such a person is also able to purify like a mikvah. Now, look what he writes here. This is an amazing line. Ki inyan mikvah shemetaher. Did you ever wonder, how does a mikvah even work? You do an avera, Your neshama is what? Your neshama is injured. Your neshama is spiritually sullied. And now you go swimming in a pool of water, and now what? My body goes into water, and now my neshama is healed? How does the mikvah work? It's a wondrous thing. He quotes here from the Ramban. Now, if you look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, the Rambam writes along these lines. I'm not sure where the Ramban has this, so I'm not sure if it's really supposed to be the Rambam, or if the Ramban has this idea as well. But I love the way the question, I like the way he poses the question here. Peirush HaRamban Zal. Ki lechora eich moel lituma ruchnius tefila b'mikvah. How does a spiritual problem, a spiritual illness, get washed away by immersing in physical waters? Bish lama kisme habeged mechabsim b'mayim lahavir halichluch. I understand when my shirt gets dirty, right? So I took my son Yaakov the other day. We were getting dressed in the morning, and next thing you know, I have like this big blood stain on my white shirt. I'm like, whoa, what is that? And Yaakov had cut his finger, right? So I got blood on my shirt. Okay, so I went on Google and I searched life hack to get blood out of a white shirt, and I was like, it worked. The ikar is really just cold water. Don't wash it in hot water. Just run, blast cold water on it. Mom, I don't know, maybe it's a din in my son's blood. I don't know. It came right out. It was really amazing. I thought my shirt was gone. I thought for sure it was ruined, but it mamish worked. Okay, so Bish Lama, we understand when you get a stain on your physical shirt, you put it in water and it removes the stain. Aval tumba ruchnius b'ma izdake. But a spiritual tumba, through what is it purified? How is it removed? V'tire, it's Haramban Zal. Kevan Shaba b'mei meha chesed. The mikvah is waters of chesed. And therefore what? Sheshorsho b'chochma v'das. And it's rooted in chochma and das. Bear with me, friends. Let's keep going. See what this means. Miyad is dake. So when you enter into waters of chesed, which are rooted in chochma and das, immediately a person is purified. Okay, now obviously we need to work out what that means, but apparently it's not just regular water. It's water that can have a hashpa on one's soul. Okay, but again, the question itself is a very geshmak question. I mean, we kind of take it for granted that you put your body in a mikvah, and all of a sudden my soul has been recreated. Amazing idea. But again, he's raising this to explain, how does a tzaddik purify like a mikvah? Because the tzaddik is such a person of chesed, of hashpa, he's such an influencer, and because the tzaddik is rooted in chachma and das, so he has the ability to purify like a mikvah. Okay, so we have a physical mikvah, and we have a tzaddik who's like a mikvah. Number three, v'chein, gimel, v'chein, top of the next column, for those who are following on the screen, v'chein Hashem, hu amitar gamur. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, is the biggest mikvah. Ki kol makom shaKadosh Baruch Hu shora, because wherever Hashem is found, hamakamahu mituhar, that place becomes purified. Kamo beis hakneses shemitar, like it says, ma inyan ohalim lenachalim. Like the Gemara says in Brachos Tezvav, what's the connection between the ohel, the tent of Torah and Tefillah, the beis medrash, the beis hakneses, what's its connection to the nachal, to the river? And the answer is that Torah can purify just like a river. Going into a shul, going into a beis medrash, is like going into a mikvah, because you're entering into God's space. So whenever you have contact with Hashem, that's purifying. We've mentioned many times the way the Rav Soloveitchik used to describe the Yom Kippur experience of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, is like a person in the presence of Hashem on Yom Kippur. It's as if you're rubbing up against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have this stain on your soul, and you take your soul, you wear your soul on the outside of Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is present, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is scrubbing you clean. Your mom is rubbing up against Hashem, you're making contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself is cleansing. So again, Mikvah, Yisrael, Hashem. A physical mikvah, a tzaddik, who's a Yisrael, an all-encompassing Jewish soul, also purifies, and of course Hashem is the ultimate purifier. V'efshar lomar remez kol ha'pasuk. So now let's put it all together. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem al aval tshuva. Perhaps we could say that this whole pasuk is speaking about a person who's undergoing a tshuva process. V'hinei. Have a look inside. V'hinei kishem b'tayar atzmo v'shav b'tshuva shleima. Azai holich madrega l'madrega. The same way we have three types of mikvahs, each one is sort of a higher level of purification. So too, about tshuva goes through a process of mikvah Yisrael Hashem. What does that mean? Bitzchila mikveh. At first mikveh. Now again, the word literally means to hope. He's hopeful. Maybe I can make a change in my life. Mikvah hainu osios koma. Shenizkaf komaso. Right? A person who is a sinner feels crushed by his sins. A person feels I can never change. Koma means to stand erect, to stand up again. He picks himself up and he says, you know, adkan. Hisnari me'afer kumi. I'm going to pick myself up out of the dirt. So the first step is what sheniskaf komaso, not in the gai v'dikwe, God forbid. Like I said before, asar leilech bekoma zakufa. You're not allowed to be, you know, too tall. But he has a little self-confidence. He picks himself up. Sheniskaf komaso. Ki kumo adam arishon kishachata nichfafa komaso. Just like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that when Adam sinned, his height became suppressed, he became small. So when a person does tshuva, you become big again. If you heard Rav Weinberger's, I know some of you did, but if you heard Rav Weinberger's Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, he spoke about how Adam Arishon, one opinion of the Gemara says, was how big was Adam? He was from one end of the world to the other end. And one opinion says he was from the earth to the heights of heaven. So is Adam horizontal or is Adam vertical? And the answer is, we choose. Right? We could try to expand ourselves horizontally, we could try to grow vertically. Unfortunately, when we do averas, unfortunately we feel crushed, and then when we try to, like, you know, we want to feel bigger, we often choose to expand ourselves horizontally, and that never makes us feel better. So when a person wants to be chozer b'tshuva, he has to be able to pick himself up. So that's level one. Mikveh lashon koma, a person has to stand up tall again. V'achar kach Yisrael, right? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Then he becomes a Yisrael, he becomes a real Yid. Hainu shenase b'chinas Adam, shara'ata hayu b'chinas Dam. Until now he's been Dam. Dam means the physicality, the blood. But now he adds the Aleph to his life. The Aleph is, of course, the one above. And he becomes an Adam. Atem kriyan Adam. Ve'einu basa'olam kriyan Adam, right? Only a Jew is called an Adam. The world is called Ha'adam. Again, that's our Tosfos from Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. Right? But to become an Adam means to have a Sheikh. I take my Dam, I take my flesh and blood, and I attach it to Aleph. I attach it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yadu ha'alef eino nirgash b'mivtas chet. Deep idea from the Baal Shem Tov. It's known that what? That when a person says the word chet, ches, tes, Aleph, you'll notice that you don't hear the Aleph. Chet. Right? What's that Aleph that comes at? I could write Chet without the Aleph at the end. So what's the Aleph of Chet? Rak osios chestes. Va Aleph eino nirgeshes. The Aleph is not felt. It's not uttered. It's not pronounced. What does that mean? Machmas she'alufa she'olam ne'ala mimenu b'shas ha'chet. Because the Aleph, so to speak, Hashem, has become silenced at the moment you do an Aveira. But the irony of it is that Hashem is still there. The Aleph is still part of the word Chet. At the moment you sin, Hashem is with you. Hashem's voice, as it were, has been lost, has been suppressed by you. But returning to Hashem is about giving expression to the Aleph again. I don't want to be Dam. I don't want to just be a regular human being of flesh and blood, but I want to be an Adam. I want to become an Adam. I want to become a mensch, a human being. That's what the whole Sfiras HaOmer is about. We go from Pesach, we go from the Karban HaOmer, which is an offering of barley, which is animal food. And by the time we come to Shavuos, we offer the Shtei HaLechem, which is from wheat, which is people food, human food. So we're trying to conquer our animalistic urges and to become an Adam, to become a Chash of a Mensch. Aval kisheshav b'tshuva, v'ischaber atzmo la'alufo shel olam. When we're chozer b'tshuva and we reattach ourselves to the Aleph, nechbar Aleph ledam v'nasa Adam. We attach the Aleph to the flesh and blood, that makes us seemingly no different than any other human being, and then we become an Adam. We become the exalted Jewish people that we're supposed to be. Va'achar kach, so after mikvah, we stood up. Yisrael, we became a chash of a mensch, a real Adam. Now mikvah Yisrael, what's the third word? Hashem. What does that mean? He explains, va'achar kach zocha Hashem. Afterwards we become connected to Hashem. In what sense? Hainu shia merkava l'shem avaya. I'm not only someone who's what? Who's loosely connected to Hashem, but rather I become, like the tzaddikim, a chariot for Hashem. My whole life is filled with Hashem. It's not just that I'm a dam, I'm a person of flesh and blood who has a little bit of a shaykhis to the aleph. But rather that what? Rather I become a merkava, I become a chariot, I become a kisei. For shem havaya, baruch hu, mispar adam b'miloy shem ma. What is he saying here? He's saying that if you spell out yud kei vav kei, if you spell it out, yud, yud vav dalim, hey, hey aleph, vav, vav aleph vav, hey, hey aleph, if you spell out the four letters, it's gematria 45, which is gematria adam. My whole being becomes infused with godliness. So now let's go back. We said this word mimikur only appears twice in all of Tanakh. Once over here by the Isha Kisazria mimikur dameha, and the other time in Tehillim when David Melech says mimikur Yisrael. What's the connection? Mesorah means in the tradition of in Tanakh, where we find this in Tanakh. Vitara mimakor damea, she should be purified from the source of her blood. Hainu sheyesh tara b'mikvah shumakor mayim chayim. Yes, there's a purification that comes about by going to the mikvah. V'yesh tahara mimakor Yisrael. But there's also a purification that comes about from being connected to Yisrael. Hainu mishu hu b'chinas Yisrael. Hu b'chinas mikor mayim chayim letar kol tuma. V'gam osa mimakor damea. Hainu dam yud hey, mashahaya bitchila dam nasa adam bitzeiruf ma, hainu alufo shel olam, uvitzeiruf aleph ledam nasa adam v'chulo v'hamaskil yavim. Clever, what's he saying? Vitara mimakor dameha. So this is how you read it, right? The starting point is tara. Yeah, tara mimakor dameha. Pashup shat. She goes to the mikvah. Okay. A deeper pshat is that the word mimakor that appears here only appears in one other place, mimakor Yisrael. So it's hinting to the fact that there's another type of mikvah called Yisrael. That's again the tzaddik. And then the pasuk says mimakor dameha, hinting to the fact that the goal is to take the dam, the physicality, the blood, the human part of ourselves, and dameha, he says, can be understood as dam, yud, and hey. In other words, we take dam and we try to attach it to God. We try to attach it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then we become an Adam, right? Like we explained, if you spell out Yod Kei Vav Kei, it's Gematria Adam. We become Mekusher to Alufa Shal Adam, and we become Nasa Adam. We fulfill that original command of creation itself, right? When Hashem said to Adam Arisho, Nasa Adam, let us make man. Become the type of person that I want you to be. Okay? So these are the three types of mikvah. Again, we don't have physical mikvahs right now, but anytime we're chozer b'tshuva, and anytime we try to attach ourselves to people who are bigger than ourselves, and in particular when we attach ourselves to Hashem, we bring a little bit more HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life, that itself becomes our mikvah. Okay? Chevra, let's do one final piece. And that is, Adam ki yeh b'or b'saro se'is o sapachas o b'heras b'huva el aron ha'kohen. We know there are different categories of tzaras, very complicated. What is the difference between them? Se'es, sapachas, beheres. Okay, you can learn Maseches Negaim. It's one of the Masechtos of Shas. We only have Mishnayos, obviously, there's no Gemara. But Maseches Negaim will outline for us these parshios, these very complicated parshios. Okay, so if a person sees on his flesh a se'es, or a sapachas, or a beheres, and he comes to Aaron HaKohen. Yesh lefarish bezeal derech remez musar haschel. Chevra, this is maybe the easiest piece for us to learn today, and maybe the most important one. So let's pay close attention. If a person sees tzaras, in other words, he's going through an affliction, as we all are right now. Yesh lefarish b'zal derech remez b'musar haskel. Ki yesh kama minios la'adam. There are different things that get in our way of growing, and each one is an opportunity to actually grow. She'ein amanich moso lavo l'madrega. We see them as setbacks. It's not allowing me to reach the level that I want to reach. Lios bechinas adam shehi madrega elyon. I want to be a big person, and I feel that these things are stopping me from achieving that goal. But these three things are really a bracha in disguise, as we're about to see. What are some of the things that get in our way? Aleph, lifamim hu nofel madregaso. Sometimes we have an afila. Chevra, you need to understand that when you're learning chasidus, there's no such thing as an afila that's just stam. There's no nefila l'shem nefila. Every nefila, every setback, is a nefila, is a yerida l'sarach aliyah. That sometimes a person is nofal madregaso, kedei lavo l'madrege al yona yoser gavoa, o bishvilo, o bishvil acher. When we have setbacks in life, it's always with the goal, with the hope, that a person will be able to grow from that. Again, the simple mashal that we always give, when a person bends their knees, then you're able to jump higher. When a person lowers oneself, then you're able to spring forward, to jump higher. Right? Sometimes the nefilah is for my own growth. Sometimes the nefilah is for someone else's growth. Interesting. What would that even mean? Right? It's a tzaddik having a yerida to come down to the people's level, so to speak, in order to be able to connect to them. It's you lowering yourself to connect to a friend who's not as religious as you, and knowing that when I hang out with this guy, even though I'm going to lift him up, a little bit he's going to drag me down. Again, it has to be done very cautiously and carefully. But to realize that there's always, every fall, every yerida, is really for the purpose of reaching a higher level. Something good has to grow out of it, has to come from it. Ki adua b'shem Adoni Avi Zakeni, as my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, is quoted so often, b'sifrei ha-kohen gadol, morino Rav Yaakov Yosef ha-manoach zal, in the writings of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the student of the Baal Shem Tov, u'kishahu b'madregos katlus eini odea maze v'amaze. But when you're going through the Arida, when you're sitting in quarantine, when you're still in that low period, you can't make sense of it. V'holech u'mitztar b'nafsho mavakesh mito yisbarach shemo al zeh, u'mepashvesh b'maisov, v'omer keili keili lama zavtani. A person says, I don't understand why this is happening to me. I was doing so great. I was in YU. I was like, you know, hitting like this really good streak in my Avodas Hashem. And then the whole world fell apart. And now I'm sitting at home. And I'm not nearly as connected as I was when I was in yeshiva. And now I feel like, what is going on here? Keili, keili, lama zavtani. Right? The words of David HaMelech. God, God, why have you abandoned me? Atcha'ozilo Hashem Yisbarachu vo l'madrega elyonu. And eventually, a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the rescue, and a person who hangs tight actually becomes a bigger person when he emerges from the nefilah. He jumps higher after bending his knees, so to speak. Beis, secondly, another type of setback. Lifamim adam nofam ma'alasso. Sometimes a person falls from his level. Ve'eino yachol lavo l'madrega al yedei ha'anashim asher svivo. Kihei monim oso. What's another reason that we sometimes stumble? It's because of our environment. And sometimes, you know what? We have to fall in order to realize, you know what? I got to make a change in my life. I got to stop hanging out with these people. I got to change my location and surround myself by better role models. O she'enim ozrim lo la'avod, dehein beruchni, dehein begashmi, so parnasa. O chalila v'chas, machmas she'heim enim holchim b'derach ha'yashar. U'ma'aseim poglim machshavo sa'adam ha'gadol asher b'neim. Sometimes a person who I'm with can damage me spiritually. Sometimes they can damage me physically. They can harm my parnasa. Sometimes the negative behaviors of those around me can actually have a hashpa on me without me even realizing it. That their actions are pogel, that they create a damage by pigol. Pigol means a disqualified carbon, improper thought while bringing a carbon. So they can damage, right, machshavos ha'adam. Ki adua b'shem Adoni Avi Zakeni Zatzah, b'chlolis ha'olam. The Baal Shem Tov said an amazing thing. It's a terrifying thing. That the way of the world is that when the world makes bad choices, everyone feels it. When I do an Aveira in the privacy of my own home, every one of you is damaged by it. Whether you realize it or not. When a Jew makes a choice, every other Jew feels it. And when the world makes a choice, everyone in the world feels it. That's why the Rambam, I'm just thinking now, that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, we're supposed to see the world as 50-50, and to believe that my next move, my next choice, positive or negative, will tip the scales for the entire world. Right? That's not just an Aseres Yemei Tshuva type of mashal. That's the way I'm supposed to think about everything I do. Every move I make will have a hashpa in the world, positively or negatively. So the Baal Shem Tov said, this is true, b'chlalus ha'olam. Ki ha'maisim ra'im shal ha'olam chas v'shalom, heim poiglim achshavos b'nei ha'adam ha'tzadikim asher b'neihem. That's why certain tzadikim would sometimes, like all of a sudden say, like, I can't concentrate. Like, what, Rebbe, what's wrong? It's like, something just happened on the other side of the world and it's like throwing me off. The tzadikim are in tune with it. They can actually feel it. Right? The Friedrich Rebbe, the Sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, used to say, a person should walk in the streets of America and in the world reciting Mishnayos because you purify the air. The air itself has a hashpa on a person. Okay? And the tzaddikim could feel that. V'chol echad l'fi b'chinasu madregasu b'frat. Each person according to their level. But again, sometimes I fall and I feel it in a harsh way. I hurt myself. I fall and it really hurts. But that's an opportunity for me to say, you know what? I got to change things up. I can't hang out with this chevra anymore. I can't be in this place anymore. I can't be around these things anymore that are dragging me down. Right? I got to get rid of whatever that device is, that object that's the source of my sin. I have to get it out of my life. And gimel, and the third thing that sometimes affects a person over here on the screen, gimel. Kilif amim nofel machshavo saoved shuhu mahir ubar b'malachto avodas hakodesh u'mechavein kavanos v'yichudim v'heim nistar me'ashem. Okay, this category is probably the least shayach to us, but it says sometimes a person is striving for very, very lofty and high levels in avodas Hashem, and he's meditating on all sorts of deep things, but he's not able to tap into it for whatever reason. Okay, I'm gonna just skip through Gimel because it's not really for us. Okay, so let's come to how the pasuk addresses these three things. V'zeo haremez v'pasuk. So now let's go to the pasuk. Three types of saras described in the pasuk: se'es, sapachas, and baharas. Okay, how do they correspond to these three struggles that people have? Sometimes it's a yerida litzarech aliyah. Sometimes it's a yerida to realize my environment is not for me. Sometimes it's a yerida to realize that I'm striving to be involved in madrigos that are over my head, and I need to try to be more age appropriate in my learning, in my avoda, whatever it is. And again, he's criticizing. Degel Machane Ephraim is actually criticizing people who think that they're big tzaddikim and they're doing all sorts of ma'isim nistarim, and he says that they're not really shayach to that level. Okay, so let's just conclude with this last paragraph. V'zeh ha-remez ha-pasuk, Adam hainu mishehu bal neshama kedosha madregi elyona mechuna b'shem Adam. The pasuk says, Adam, when a person who's a good person, he is a good person, he's a bal madrega, he's a good guy, he's a chosh of a person. Hainu mishehu bal neshama kedosha madregi elyona. He's an Adam. Ki yeh b'or b'saro. When there is, all of a sudden there appears on his skin of his flesh, hainu belevushin shalo, in other words, his levush. Levush means a garment, but in the way that he presents himself, in the way that he lives his life, when all of a sudden there appears a nega, all of a sudden there's saras, shetirgam unkelis machtash segiru. Machtash means an affliction, an illness. Segiru, interesting. Interesting, no? Unkelis translates the word saras as segiru. Sagar means closed in. Right, quarantine. So when a person experiences what? Some type of being trapped, of being closed in. He feels that what? I want to be a Baal Madrega and I can't go up. I feel like I'm stuck. Lashon Menil Sashefa, as the Zohar explains, he's not able to continue to draw positivity into his life. He feels very stuck where he is. He feels that he's not able to climb to a higher level that he wants to achieve. So why is that? And the answer is one of three things. The answer is al yidei echad mishlosha dvarim. Right? The reason is one of three things: either se'es, sapachas, or baharas. What does that mean? Three types of tsaras described in the pasuk. But se'es, he says, is a lashon of hagbah, like parshas naso. Naso means to lift up. Perhaps the reason he's going through this is se'es, hainu sha'irida hu tzorech aliyah k'nizk le'el. He's having a setback because what? He wants to then have, he's hoping to then be able to have an aliyah to experience growth. Right? Se'es, it's for the purpose of growth. O sapachas, what does sapachas mean? Sapachas means literally attached. Shu lashon chibur, v'asifa. Like it says in Shmuel Aleph, sifacheni na, attach me please. The second reason that you're being held back is because of your attachments. Things or people that you're attached to that are not good for you. Usvivo, his surroundings, struggling. either se'es, I'm on the verge of a big breakthrough, and it's a yerida letzarach aliyah, for se'es, for elevation, or sapachas, it's an opportunity for me to contemplate that which I'm attached to, and maybe to make some changes, o baharis. Now this is that third category that we kind of skipped over. Baharis means, like he quotes here, the pasuk in Iyov, bahir bashchakim. Bahir means clear, illumination, right? Baharis. It's because of a clarity. He's trying to live in the clouds, basically, is what he's saying, and it's not shaykh. Hamaniyah ha-gimel. V'zeo eitzas ha-Torah kadosha b'chulam. So the Torah says, what do you do? V'huval Aaron ha-Kohen, come to Aaron ha-Kohen. Hainu midas ha-tshuva v'ha-chesed, ki ha-kol men ha-shem. Realize that what? Go to the Kohen, go to the Tzaddik, go to the Torah, go to whatever's going to give you the clarity and the realization that it's all part of Hashem's master plan. V'Hashem mitakin ha-kol. Hashem is the ultimate mikvah. Uviyado lahasir kol chela v'tzachano lahoyrid shefa derech atzinoros hayiduim al kol ha'olamos amein v'havein. Okay, so Chavra, again, we learned some pretty lofty ideas today. I'll be honest, these were not the easiest pieces. But again, when I daven, my goal, let's just review for 30 seconds. When I daven, the goal is to become a kli, to allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to speak through me, to be humble, to be on the receiving end. To say, I don't want to have a nekeva relationship with Hashem, that's not going to bear fruits. But to say, I'm a nekeva, I feel that emptiness in my life, a void, and I want it to be filled with what? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Zohar, with Hashem's Hashpa. Shebeshifleinu Zohar Lanu. The more I humble myself, the more I make room for Ashras Hashchina. Again, to remember that there are three types of mikvah. There's mikvah, Yisrael, Hashem. And these are really three stages of a Baal Tshuva. Mikvah, he picks himself up a little bit. Yisrael, he becomes a true Jew, an Adam, and then Hashem. He becomes a chariot for Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a very expansive way. And lastly, when a person has a Yerida, it's an opportunity to make one of three Cheshbonos. Number one, realize that sometimes it's a Yerida Letzarach Aliyah. It's a setback to grow. I'm bending my knees to jump higher. Number two, it's an opportunity to think about Sapachas. What am I attached to? What are some of the things that are holding me back? And can I maybe reconsider being connected to them, and maybe need to reassign my my place to somewhere else in the world. And number three, Baharis, maybe I'm trying to live in the clouds, I'm trying to live above my Madrega, and I'm just not being realistic where I am. But hopefully when I come to the Kohen, when I come to the Tzaddik, when I come to Hashem, when I come to the Torah, I realize that that again, all of my Segiru, all of my Tzaras, all of my quarantine and things that are holding me back, are an opportunity to grow ever closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that is the Degel Machaneh Ephraim for Parshas Tzriah. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something new.